Growing up in India, Shanul Sharma loved to sing, but his voice also caused him some grief.
I had a bit of trouble in school. I was bullied quite a bit.
Right.
Because my voice never cracked for a very long time. Among other things.
That's so cruel for boys, isn't it?
Yeah.
But music was always a big part of his life.
My dad was a big fan of old Bollywood music, and they always sang with a lot of passion and a deep commitment to the music and the lyrics. So that for me became sort of an outlet that, you know, maybe if I get into music, or if I write my own music, or if I start singing, then it will give me a way of, you know, like an expression to get away from all the bullies, because I wasn't the strongest guy in the class or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd get beaten up and I'd go home and write a song about it.
Shanul's voice did eventually break. But it wasn't until he'd finished school and moved to Australia to study IT in Wagga Wagga that he finally got to use it on stage.
I joined a couple of heavy metal bands. One was based at The Rock. Douglas Adams would have a hard time coming up with that. Yes, and eventually we both ended up being in Wagga, both the bands. And one thing led to another, like we started touring the East Coast, and it was great fun. But in 2012, the band broke up, and then I was like, you know, I'd like to be an opera singer now.
Yep, Shanul Sharma traded in the world of heavy rock for a life of opera.
Overhead, the moon is free.
And I'd explored the style on my own for probably 2 years, just teaching myself, listening to Pavarotti on repeat all the time. I never went to a conservatoire. I didn't know how to read music. I just wanted to sing, and that's all I've ever wanted to do. So that was my driving force. But there are pathways that you can go to a conservatorium, just study music, for example. But I didn't do any of that. I did it in the rock and roll way. The rock and roll is like T20 cricket, and opera is like the 5-day test match. You require an awareness for the drama that a test match gives you that you can't get in a T20. T20 is fine for what it is, you know, great. You have a night out with mates, you know, a couple of beers and everything, fantastic. But the drama of a test match is unmatched. Opera is like that.
I know what you're thinking. How do you shift your voice from thrashing out hard rock to the operatic vocals that soar from live opera stages? Shanul reckons it's not really all that different.
In my band, everybody played very loud. And it's a heavy metal band. You have to play loud.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, because I don't have what they call a big voice, I had to develop certain frequencies, certain harmonics in my delivery of the sound, which coincidentally is exactly what an operatic tenor does to go over the orchestra. So somehow the other, the support of the breathing and then the vocal production was closer to being an opera singer than a heavy metal singer.
Shanul Sharma is now an acclaimed tenor with Opera Australia. He was the first Indian-born singer to perform a principal role with an Australian opera company, and he played Gandhi.
It was deeply spiritual. You know, more than anything else, I couldn't believe that there is an opera that is about the life of Gandhi, who's one of my all-time heroes. And we studied about him in school, and then on top of that, to sing in Sanskrit, which is like the Latin in India, and it's an ancient language which is not spoken anymore, but all the religious texts in Hinduism and Buddhism are in Sanskrit. And I somehow took Sanskrit as a third language when I was in school. And then to get on there and to have a nearly full Hamer Hall, you know, with a standing ovation at the end, it was just mesmerizing. You know, as a performer, I was deeply, deeply humbled that something like this exists, and I was the vehicle for that.
Shanul has toured Europe and he continues to move people in Australia. He did love his time performing in sweaty bars with sticky floors, but for now he's going to keep wowing audiences in theatres and music halls.
Like, from all the different art forms that I've been involved in, there is nothing that comes even close to what the stakes that opera singers need to have to make something believable. Everything, it's just like turned up to 11. It's proper Spinal Tap stuff.